We've spoken to some of the world's greatest travel writers, Paul Theroux, Tim Cahill. Just last week, we met Pico Iyer. And we were lucky enough to catch up with Peter Mayle when he was able to tear himself away from his adopted home of Provence in France. He read from his latest book, Chasing Cézanne.
Cap Ferrat, elegantly wooded with palm and pine trees, impeccably maintained, furiously expensive, has long been one of the most fashionable addresses on the Côte d'Azur. It juts into the Mediterranean to the east of Nice, villas of the famous and notorious, screened by high walls and thick hedges, guarded by iron gates, insulated from the common herd by a buffer of money. Past residents include King Leopold II of Belgium, Somerset Maugham, and the coiffure-conscious Baroness Beatrice Rothschild, who never, ever ventured abroad without a trunk containing 50 wigs. Most of the current residents in these more democratic and dangerous times prefer to be unlisted, unknown, and undisturbed. And Cap Ferrat is one of the few places along the coast where they are able to avoid the jostle and clamour of tourism. Indeed, one of the first things the visitor coming from Nice notices is the absence of hubbub.